Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so do enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We start things out here tonight. I know I promised you we would do the top story that I kept mentioning last night, the mouth swabbing thing. But we do have a guest scheduled. We're going to get through, talk to him first, and then we will get right into that. His name is Dave Racer, and he is somebody who represents a website that a listener of mine actually pointed me to and I thought was pretty darn cool. And I wanted to share it with you guys. The website is freemarketcure.com. So, Dave Racer, welcome to the show.
Well, it's a great thing to be here with you. I'm interested in the mouth swab thing. What's that about? Oh, no, we better not go there.
We'll get to it. They're swabbing people's mouths on traffic stops down in Florida. Why don't you tell me what freemarketcure.com is all about, Dave?
Oh, you bet. Freemarketcure.com is a website put together by Stuart Browning and a guy named David Gratzer. David Gratzer is from the Manhattan Institute and actually was a physician trained in Canada. But Stuart is a great guy, a former entrepreneur. Well, he still is an entrepreneur, who just got a real heart for what was happening with healthcare reform here in America and the drive toward maybe moving toward a single-payer system. And so he took his own money, and he went out and he started putting together these wonderful video clips about Canadian healthcare. Started with the first one, Dead Meat. Back a couple of years ago, a 24-minute video that just stunned a lot of people about a number of things, but in particular about a guy whose mother died waiting to have coronary bypass surgery in Canada because their system, you know, puts everybody off. Anybody sick is in trouble. It's really good for healthy people.
Yes, they're a liability for the system.
That is the truth. Yeah, when you have global budgets, that's what happens. So Stuart and I met kind of in a backdoor way. My co-author and I wrote a book called Your Health Matters, What You Really Need to Know About U.S. Healthcare. And Stuart picked up a copy, and he called us, and he said, wow, this is a great book. And this was 2 years ago now almost, and we became best friends. And Stuart, I go out and do a lot of public speaking on healthcare reform all across the country, and I use Stuart's video clips in my productions.
Yeah, they're brilliant.
Awesome.
Our listeners should really take some time out and go take a look at these, freemarketcure.com. Many of them are less than 10 minutes long, and they make some very persuasive points about why healthcare is better if it's not in the government's hands, why we need to, in this country, instead of going toward more government control of healthcare, we need to get away from government control of healthcare. And it really shows that using real-life examples, in many cases sometimes a comparison to juxtapose one person with a problem in Canada and how they are treated, or rather not treated, and then somebody with a similar problem in the United States and how they're able to get in within a week's time. And in many cases, it's the very same Canadian people that are told they're going to have to wait months, if not years, for treatment in Canada. And what they do is they find this broker in Canada who basically sets them up with a hospital down in America that they can go and visit and actually get the treatment taken care of, which, of course, they're more than willing to pay for. But Canada refuses to allow its citizens to actually purchase their own health care. You can't do it.
It's actually illegal. It's illegal in Canada to buy any health care service that's covered under the federal government plan. You just can't do it. So you have to go somewhere else if you can't get health care. I use the clip that I really like and I use the most often is about a guy named Lindsay McCreath. And Lindsay McCreath was diagnosed, a preliminary diagnosis of having maybe a suspected brain tumor. And the poor guy, you know, it would have been like 3.5 months before he could get in to get an MRI. And he went to America, got it in 2 days, and came back and said, here, I've got my MRI, and they found a tumor the size of a golf ball. And they said, well, that's just dandy. We can get you in another 4 months, you know, to meet an oncologist. Well, he had a 2-grade or something like that, anyway, astrocytoma, and he ended up having his surgery in New York several weeks later, and it saved his life. You know,
so if he'd waited 4 months, it could have grown and killed him.
Absolutely, and the estimate was that it would have taken him about 8 months from the onset, you know, when he started having problems.
Right, that 8 months was...
That
4 months was really just to meet the oncologist. God knows how long it was after that.
Now, you know, Stuart didn't do at freemarketcure.com. He doesn't have anything on Great Britain, but it's, you know, there you have a socialized system that's very mature. I mean, they've been around since 48.
Mm-hmm.
And there, if you want to judge if you're getting quality care, here's what it means. You're diagnosed with breast cancer. Well, probably not you, but, mm-hmm. you know, some of your female listeners. And if you get to see an oncologist within 2 months, then that's considered successful.
Hmm.
Doesn't in, that
in Great Britain, yeah.
Cheer, yeah.
Oh, but it's free, Dave. It's free.
You bet it's free. Some of the highest taxes in the world. I have a couple of slides that I use on Canadian healthcare, and one of them, in a report from the Fraser Institute, which is a Canadian-based study group,
mm-hmm.
It's pretty interesting. About 70% of Canada's healthcare bill is paid through the government plans. You know, we say, well, I thought it was 100%. Well, no, because they do have a private market for things like dental and vision and, you know, other kinds of alternative care
and so forth. So you can still get LASIK surgery. You can still have a tooth pulled in the private marketplace. But the other stuff.
If you really want to get health care, go to a dentist. Go to a veterinarian. You get care right away. Another one of my Canadian friends tells me about his mother going to veterinarians to get her painkillers because she can get in right away and pay for them. But the whole thing is, here's what the Fraser Institute found out. It's really kind of scary when you realize, you know, what a dilemma they're in Canada. 100% of provincial tax revenue by 2050 will have to go to pay for that 70% of the care that they get through the government plan.
I'm sorry, can you run those numbers by me again? I missed
that. 70% of the Canadian health care bill is paid by governments, okay, taxes.
Right.
It's going to take 100% of provincial tax revenue to pay for that 70% of care.
So all the state taxes there, essentially states, provinces.
Oh, yeah.
So by 2050, 100% of their revenues they're taking in right now will essentially will only go towards paying the health care portion.
If they keep on the track they're on, and right now they're between 45% and 47% of revenue goes to health care.
Well, of course, what we've seen over time is the way they try to reduce their numbers is by controlling your behavior. Here in the United States, as you probably heard, in Mississippi, there's a proposed bill to not serve fast food to obese people, and these are the kinds of controls that you'll see come down as the governments continue to increase their costs in the healthcare spending area.
Well, isn't that the truth? We're based in Minnesota. We spend a lot of time studying. The plans here, they're going to do a radical overhaul, but I can condense this for you because it's beautiful. They're doing such a terrible job of enrolling people in state-subsidized plans, but they're going to try to force everybody into a plan, see?
Mm.
But if they do, it's going to cost the state another $700 million, and they already can't afford to have the people on the plan that are on the plan. So what are they going to do? If you go on a government plan in Minnesota, here's what it's going to mean. Every year, you have to go for a health assessment, and you have to set goals. And I don't know what they're going to do if you fail, but the government's going to tell you, here's what you eat, you know, and so on and so forth. Oh, it just boggles your mind.
Wow, I didn't know that was
so the government's going to tell you how many calories you can take in, how much exercise you have to get, how many cigarettes you can smoke if you're a smoker, everything. They're going to try to control your life.
Yeah, I suppose there'll be a 500-foot rule. You won't be allowed to go within 500 feet of anybody who's smoking.
Yeah. That secondhand smoke's dangerous stuff, you know.
Dave Racer is with us from freemarketcure.com. He also has his own website, freemarkethealthcare.com. I'm going to bring you back for a little bit more of this, Dave, if you'll hang on. 800-259-9231. If you've got a question for him about the free marketplace and how it can actually help healthcare be more affordable and better than it is today, he's here with us, and we'll take your calls about whatever you want as well. This is Free Talk Live.
It's almost Valentine's Day, and you can't get your wife or girlfriend just anything. It has to be meaningful, because believe me, nothing will get you in more trouble than a thoughtless gift. You have to show her you know her. And no one makes that easier than Vermont Teddy Bear.
They have bears for every type of woman. There's the kissing cowboy bear, the let's get naked bear, the horny devil bear, and even the Latin lover bear. Whether she likes sports, dancing, or working in the garden, you can show her you know her with a Vermont Teddy Bear.
I've even picked one out for my wife. The Prisoner of Love, officially licensed Elvis Presley bear. He's wearing a striped convict shirt and doing one of the King's signature dance moves.
Bears start at just $49, a small price to pay for something that she'll love forever and ever. You can't say that about flowers. This Valentine's Day, get the perfect gift for the perfect girl. Call 1-800-829-BEAR or shop online at VermontTeddyBear.com. Order now and have her bear delivered right on Valentine's Day. Guaranteed. No one makes it easier to show her you know her. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. And please tell them you heard about them from Free Talk Live.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to reduce your credit card balances by thousands? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you to a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by thousands of dollars. You can consolidate all your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call now to speak to one of our specialists and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now to speak to one of our specialists. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free. The consultation is free. And the information could change your life. Call now. 800-794-4313. That's 800-794-4313.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you are not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, the features we give away. So enjoy those on us, including the live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both free for you at freetalklive.com. Movies, lingerie, and marital aids. AdamEve.com has a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com/talk and get 50% off of one item. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. That's 50% off if you enter through AdamEve.com/talk. 800-259-9231. We continue here. If you've got a question for Dave Racer from FreeMarketCure.com and FreeMarketHealthcare.com, Dave, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Awesome.
So we've got you on the show. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying I'm having a good time.
Cool, cool. Well, we brought you on the program tonight because I stumbled across your website. A listener had sent me the link. Actually, I guess it's Stuart's website, but you work closely with him at freemarketcure.com. He wasn't able to be on the show tonight, so he sent us your direction. And you've got your own site, Dave. What are you doing over at freemarkethealthcare.com?
Well, our work is kind of an ongoing research and writing and publishing and speaking kind of work. We're more, attuned to the written word than the video side of it. But the interesting thing is, and in fact, Stuart sent me an email when he was talking to me about your show, and he said he was really excited because we just put together our first DVD on healthcare reform, and that's going to be available here in the next few days. I was over at the studio mixing today, in fact, and we're kind of excited about it.
Oh, cool.
Ours is a little more broad. We talk about kind of the roots of the U.S. healthcare system and, some of the drivers that people say are such horrible things, all the terrible stuff about our system that really isn't when you put it into context.
Can you give me an example of that?
Oh, sure. Yeah, today, in fact, this was a fascinating thing. There's this pointy-headed liberal out of UCLA. Is Dr. Brown, and he says, everybody says, U.S. healthcare is the best in the world, but the fact is, we spend twice as much or more than anybody else, and yet, our infant mortality rates are lower, our life expectancy is lower, and they go down this whole list, they put absolutely nothing in context, and then they say, we spend all this money. Well, just today, an article comes out showing that, would you believe Canada's healthcare spending is going up faster than that in the United States? And just about every nation in the world is seeing increases in healthcare spending at least as much as they are in the United States. But that's, that's the kind of stuff that you don't hear from people like Michael Moore or, Barack Obama or people out there who are trying to sell nationalist healthcare programs.
Of course not. All they talk about are, promises. Oh, we're going to take care of you people from cradle to grave. I mean, they just promise people the world. And it's amazing. It's amazing that even after all of the continued failures of government, because anything government attempts to do, it's just miserable at. Even after all its continued failure, people could still be suckered in by this siren song of free health care, which, of course, as you point out, is anything but free.
Yeah, let me throw a couple other kind of fascinating. I did talk radio for 6 years, and I know getting into statistics is really a bad thing. So I'm going to try to avoid it. But just think about this. The average private employer can insure 2.25 employees for the same price of one government employee.
Hmm.
Okay, so it costs 225% more for the government to insure an employee than it does for a private employer. And
we want to turn
to the government and say, you bureaucrats who have these ultra-rich plans that nobody can afford except people paid by tax dollars,
right,
you want to tell us what we're supposed to have? I think we've got this backward. We did an analysis here in Minnesota. You get this number, $4.87 an hour of time work to pay the health benefit of state government employees. It's $1.79 for private employees.
That's a big difference.
That's a huge difference.
And it really just, it speaks back to government waste and inefficiency. They have no incentive to conserve. They have no incentive to shop around. In fact, if anything, they have an incentive to reward their buddies in the healthcare, the health insurance industry, whoever it is that their friends are, to reward them with the contracts. That's all
right.
They really care about is scratching backs.
So here's where, where Stuart Browning and we cross lines was. We have a section in our book, Your Health Matters, on foreign healthcare systems. And one of them was Canada. We did a chapter on Canada. We did a chapter on Germany, France, England, and Japan as well. And for various reasons. And they all had, at one time, all of them had pure single-payer systems. Only one of them still does.
Really? What did they change?
Well, they all moved toward market reforms.
Hmm.
I mean, Japan started in 1928 with this, this pure single-payer system. In fact, they weren't going to charge anything to to their seniors, because you know how they respect their seniors.
Yeah.
Well, they're having a hard time with the seniors now. I mean, the seniors have to pay a good portion of their own health care. Their whole system, actually, it's government-dictated benefits and all of this, but it's all sold through private health insurance companies now, all of it. And they have the world's longest life expectancy and one of the lowest infant mortality rates. And guess what? They don't cover preventive health care. They don't cover prenatal care. They don't even cover maternity care.
The government plan doesn't.
No.
Gotcha.
So here we are in America putting together these elaborate plans that are going to cover everything. You know what the plan is now, guys? Is to spend a lot of money on preventive health care to keep you from getting sick, because if you never get sick, you know, we'll never have to spend any money on you.
Right.
So as Dr. Brian Day says in Canada, someday we're going to have a person show up in a hospital and die of nothing.
Because because they've prevented all the illnesses.
Right, they prevented everything.
Well, this whole preventative idea, of course, would mean, as you were saying before, with the Minnesota plan that you said is on the table, would mean you'd have to go in and consult with some government bureaucrat, and then they will tell you how to live your life, what you can and can't eat. Oh, sorry, your body type's too big. You can't eat this fatty food anymore. And before you know it, Dave, I mean, somebody might accuse me of hyperbole on this, but before you know it, we could have the pantry police with government bureaucrats coming around to inspect your home and your refrigerator.
I almost hesitate to say this because it almost made me vomit when I first read it. But we work with a lot of national health agent groups, you know, because my co-author is a 30-year insurance broker. And so, you know, we do a lot of agent meetings and so forth. And I got this thing. It was going to be the statement of the agents group that they give to the legislators.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to believe in there what it was talking about, changing behavior. And one of the things they thought that they should do maybe is tax fast foods.
Mm-hmm.
And this was in this agents document. And I called them up. I said, are you guys out of your mind? And they said, well, why? That makes sense. How else do you get people to change their eating habits? I said, for Pete's sake, you know, I mean, this
and
is
and though
insane.
People have stopped smoking cigarettes because of the taxes.
You know what they said then? Well, the first document had taking away guns, so we beat that down.
God. 1-800-259-9231. Dave is going to hang with us, I think, right? We're going to bring you back, Dave. Hang on. 800-259-9231. Todd's on the line with a question for him and your calls as well. Got a question for Dave Racer from freemarkethealthcare.com and freemarketcure.com. He's on the line with us, and you can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
It seems like every time you pull up to the pump, gas prices have gone up again. Not only is it frustrating, it's costing you more money than ever before. Well, the solution is here, and it's called System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus increases horsepower, improves engine performance, and restores compression with one easy application. System 48 Plus even cleans the engine walls, saving you from costly repairs. It works with regular or synthetic motor oil and can even be used in diesel engines. System 48 Plus guarantees you will see a 2 to 4 mile per gallon increase, saving you fuel and money. Order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus with a special discounted price of $19.95 plus $5 shipping and handling. For a limited time, buy 4 cans of System 48 Plus and get the 5th absolutely free. Save your sanity. Save your money. The time is now. Order your System 48 Plus for only $19.95 by calling 866-527-8430. That's 866-527-8430. Or order online at system48.net today.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
My husband has had lots of blood pressure problems. It would just be really high. The doctor had worked with him and he'd give him some medication for a little while. It would maybe work and then it wouldn't. And he was going back and forth, and my husband's not the type that he wants to go to the doctor anyway. He'll wait till he is in major problems. So a friend gave us a bottle of Carnivite, and he started on it, and within a very short time, I'm going to say 2 weeks at the most, it was just leveling out. And as long as he's been on these, it has literally saved his life.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you've got a question for Dave Racer, now would be a good time to call in to get on the line with him. He is a bit of an expert on free market health care, how we can get the government the hell out and return the healthcare industry to a state of freedom and lack of government regulation, which, of course, means that you'll be able to get healthcare services for a whole lot less than you currently do today, and they'll be a whole lot better than they currently are. We're going to get back into Dave in a moment, but first I need to tell you to visit us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features that we have there we give away, including the updates. Get signed up for the updates at updates.freetalklive.com, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce. In fact, I just sent out an update this afternoon announcing our brand new Shriner, who's up there for you to take a gander at. Head over to updates.freetalklive.com to get signed up.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com and do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
Dave Racer is back with us from freemarkethealthcare.com and freemarketcure.com. Dave, before we go to the phone calls here, a quick question. We're talking about getting the government out of healthcare. Instead of going in this direction we're currently going in this country, and that's toward more government involvement in healthcare, getting the government out would be a wonderful boon to not only the economy, but also to the healthcare industry and our general health. But what would you say to the common objection that we hear so often on this show? What would you say to the person that says, Dave, what about the poor? What, don't you care about the poor? They're not going to get health care without government around.
Well, first of all, this is not true. Now, we may have a disagreement on how to take care of them here on this program, but the fact of the matter is that in the United States of America, unlike what they think about us overseas, we don't let anybody die on the streets because they lack health care. In fact, we have over $500 billion in subsidized health care for people of low income or who refuse to pay their bills. Now, we need to address that problem. That, by the way, does not include Medicare. That's just Medicaid and other types of related programs. And so You know, here we are. We're in a pickle, right? I mean, people have this sense of entitlement. They're entitled to health care all they want at no cost to them. Someone else should pay their bill. That's what we've got to break. And it's going to have to be done, I believe, incrementally. I wish it could be done overnight.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like weaning someone off the, off a mom. And so some of the plans that I've seen out there will use high deductible health insurance plans with health savings accounts, even for people on welfare, and helping them build a little bit of net worth under their health care plans so they quit abusing them so much, which is what they do, unfortunately. It's first dollar care. Someone else pays for it. You know, they go off and they can have everything they want. Why not?
Well, that was one of the things that I found interesting about Stuart's movies over at freemarketcure.com, these little YouTube shorts that he's put online, was that he actually interviewed in one, I don't remember which one it was, but in one of them he interviewed some young people about their spending habits and, you know, how much money do you spend, for instance, on eating out every single month? And their answers were like, you know, $300-$500.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
how much
like
do you spend on health care? It was like, what? I don't spend anything because when I know that when something happens, I'll just get taken care of for free.
Yeah, remember they had the young girl on. She says she saves $1,000. This is in Stuart's movie, $1,000 a month. And you're cheering, wow, a young girl saving all that money. That's really awesome, you know.
Right.
And that, but she doesn't have health insurance. And he says, well, have you ever been in the hospital? Well, yes. Well, a couple of times. And how did you pay those bills? Oh, I didn't.
Right.
Well, maybe we ought to be willing to let health care providers go after people who don't pay their bills.
I think so, and I think that if that were the case, then I think you'd still see when it comes to helping those in need of help, I think you'd see that many of these hospitals, they already have charity wings, and that would expand out because more people would have more money in their pocket to which they could give to the charity wing and take care of those people that really need help. So that way someone applies for help by the charity wing, it'll be up to the charity wing to investigate their case to make sure they're telling the truth. They're not just, you know, trying to scam the system, which you don't really have so much when it comes to this government health care plan. You know, you fill out the paperwork correctly and you get the money.
Much of the most exciting things that happen in that area are by free healthcare clinics and low-cost clinics where people can go and get a full range of clinical services at no cost or very, very low cost. And many, you know, most of our hospitals, when you think of it, you have St. Jerome's and St. Stephen's and St. Mary's and all of these hospitals that started out of Christian faith and love and charity, and there was a reason for that. There were only about 300 hospitals at the turn of the last century, by the way. There's a huge hospital building boom in the 30s and 40s, which explains a little bit why we've gone to hospital care. We have so many of them.
I want to go to the phones here if we have a moment. I want to go to Todd in Michigan. You're on the line with Dave Racer from freemarkethealthcare.com.
Hey, Dave. How's it going?
Terrific. Hi, Todd.
Hi. How's it going? I have a question for you with regarding psychiatric services. But to lead into that, I was watching a John Stossel special called Sick in America, in which he was a free market policy analyst on healthcare, and she was saying, well, it's crazy that healthcare, and especially insurance plans, are attached to your job, considering that 4 out of 10 Americans change jobs every year. And, you know, with healthcare costs going through the roof, and that also includes, you know, your psychiatric services that are part of that one-size-fits-all plan that you find in your PPO health care coverage or even your HMO. Well, under Hillary Clinton's socialized medicine plan, which she touts as universal health care, wouldn't those costs go through the roof if she gets her way?
You just gave me about another 2 hours worth of show here. First of all, Hillary's plan requires 80% employer support to make it work. That's mandated in the bill from 1994. We analyzed that bill in our book, Your Health Matters, by the way. To answer your other question, it was Grace Marie Turner who John Stossel had on. Grace Marie's a friend of ours, and we have a disagreement about employer-based health insurance. And it may kind of surprise you, but here's our analysis. We believe in choice. We believe in free choice. People should be able to do what they want to do. They shouldn't be forced into a mold. And the same is true about an employer who owns a business. That's his business. He shouldn't have the government coming in and saying you can only have individual health plans. If he wants to have a group plan, that's his business. If you don't want to work there, go work somebody else, you know, for somebody else. But the key thing here is, and this is where Grace and I have had discussions, if we go to individual-only health plans, the uninsured rate is going up because employers pay for the health insurance for about 82% of people who have health insurance in the private industry. And I don't think that we're ready to do that. It may happen over time. We actually have an article about this on our website about why group health insurance still makes sense. And I urge you to go and read it. The reaction we've had to it is this. Oh, I never thought of that.
Very good. Todd, any other thoughts?
No, that's it. I thank you, Dave, for talking about this. This is a very important issue, and I commend you guys at your site for making this a matter of top priority for a lot of freedom lovers.
Thanks, Todd,
thank you,
for the
Todd.
Call tonight. And Dave, it was good having you on the program here on Free Talk Live this evening. Keep up the good work out there. It's good to know that there are people actually advocating for the free market in healthcare as opposed to this continued government intervention. There just aren't enough voices like yours out there, Dave. And thank you again tonight for coming on the show. Once again, Dave Racer from freemarkethealthcare.com and freemarketcure.com. Some great YouTube videos at that last website, freemarketcure.com. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty. Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tactio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tactio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tactio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. Bring up whatever you want toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
Hey, Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? Well, become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. All you have to do is get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card, PayPal. What else do we have? Money order. You can send us that, too, if you want to. So we've got various different options for you. The point of it is to send in a few bucks to Free Talk Live, and we take that money in and turn it around and reinvest it in the show, thereby getting more radio stations on board with the program and thereby hopefully spreading the message of freedom and liberty far and as wide and as fast as possible. You'll get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in line, chat room, and forum, and more. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about it. Get signed up. That's amp.freetalklive.com. President Hillary Clinton, the North American Union, unconstitutional gun and drug laws, a national ID card. What's your trigger point? If it happens, what will you do? The Free State Project knows that one size does not fit all. Participants choose what event will trigger their move to New Hampshire to join the fight for freedom. Check it out at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we continue here with your phone calls, still to come, the mouth-swabbing story. But first, we go to Chris in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. Yeah, it's been a while since I've listened to this program. Last time I listened to Ian, was there was this program that you appeared in. It was one where you were talking with a female radio host and a whole bunch of angry authoritarian types called up and started bad-mouthing you.
Yeah, that was actually on a local station here in Keene,
yeah.
New Hampshire, WKBK. I'd gone in for to appear on a show called Talkback. Where essentially it's a bunch of politicos talking with one another, but they had me in to talk about the Free State Project, and it ended up being all kinds of questions about various different issues. But I actually posted that archive. I believe it's up at freetalklive.com, but it's definitely at freekeen.com, which is my other website.
Okay. Yeah, it sounded an awful lot like the conversations I would have with people in my area. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And your point?
I mean, I just wanted to call and say hello and say that you're doing a great job, and I love the show. And
well, good. Glad to have you back on board, Chris. Thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Back padding's fine and everything, but I prefer an issue. Let's continue here. Unscreened to the amp line. Who's this? You're on Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen, this is Kurt from Michigan.
Hey, Kurt. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'd like to talk about the definitions of words.
Okay, sure.
Frequently, you talk, Ian, you talk about monogamy.
Yeah.
And I've got to say, definitionally, if you follow through on the course of your life that you've laid out here on Free Talk Live, it would be impossible for you to be monogamous.
And why is that?
Now, wait.
Monogamy is the law here in the States.
I don't understand.
Well, bigamy is two married to two at once. Polygamy, married to more than two at once.
Uh-huh.
Monogamy, married to one at once.
And how does
so
that apply?
If you choose to not get married, it is impossible for you to be monogamous.
Oh, okay. I thought monogamy had to do with just being with one person at a time. So it actually has to do with marriage?
Marriage.
Oh, interesting. Was not aware of that. You know, words are very, it's very important to understand the definitions of words, because if you don't understand the definition of words, then you look like a damn fool, and congratulations on calling me out.
Well, you're not a damn fool.
Just ignorant, that's all.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Have a good night.
Hey, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231, and I appreciate being corrected. Seriously, I like it when people call in to correct, in fact, or email, in fact, because it helps me learn. And we had an email come in from a listener who answered a question I had on the air a couple nights ago. We were talking about these bomb-sniffing dogs that the New York Police Department is going to have down in the subway. They're going to have these roving teams of jackbooted thugs carrying weapons and, you know, outfitted in their Kevlar helmets and vests. And they're going to be toting around a bomb-sniffing dog as well. And I was curious as to whether or not you could train a dog to sniff for bombs and also train them to sniff for drugs. And I thought in my head that that was not possible, and it turns out that my instincts were correct. You cannot do that. They certainly do not do it. Maybe you can do it, but they don't do it. And apparently the reason for that is that if you train the dog for both, and it lights on something as though it's, yeah, hey, something's here, you don't know if it's telling you there are drugs or if it's telling you there is a bomb. And so the police wouldn't know to, you know, call the bomb squad versus just search somebody for drugs. So
makes sense.
So, yeah, if the police have a bomb-sniffing dog, it cannot sniff for drugs. And same thing vice versa. If the drug-sniffing dog can't sniff
for bombs. I had said I couldn't imagine why they couldn't do that, and I imagined they could, and that doesn't
just
really
don't.
Change that. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's continue. On screen to the amp line. Who's this on Free Talk Live?
This is Matt from Illinois. How
hey,
you
Matt.
Doing?
What's on your mind?
I just called to tell you that I'm looking at the definition of monogamy on the I don't know which dictionary it is, but it's online from Yahoo. And first definition, the practice or condition of having a single sexual partner during a period of time. Nothing to do with marriage.
Huh. Okay.
The second definition, A, the practice or condition of being married to only one person at a time. And B, the practice of marrying only once in a lifetime. So there's several definitions.
So you're saying I was not incorrect on that,
though. No, you were not incorrect. Neither was the caller. Just confused.
Definitions change over time. You know, words get used differently, and I suspect monogamy had, you know, like the caller was saying, that at one point monogamy really did refer to marriage. But,
so that might have been the etymology of it?
Right. Through usage, it's probably become, you know, sexual partners because, you know, our common use, the way people live, they're not just having sex with one person inside of marriage anymore.
Which is correct, and it's something that, because I was an English major, I graduated with a degree in English from a public school, from the public university, the University of Illinois. But they do teach you some useful things. And one of the things that I've learned, and you can see by studying the English language, is that, in fact, language and words do change over time. So if somebody tells you, no, that doesn't mean something, well, if it's come into usage and people on the street are using it in that way, then it does mean that. For instance, the word ain't. You've always heard, don't say ain't because ain't ain't right.
Yeah.
But so many people use the word ain't that at one point in time it actually got into the dictionary. It's an actual word. It's recognized. People know what you mean when you say, you know, instead of saying I'm not doing that, you say I ain't doing that or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, that is true.
Well, you know, and I think that many people just don't use ain't simply because people find it grammatically vulgar. And
yeah, it's not a real contraction.
But I think that you can use it now and then to really strike a point home. So.
Well, I think that particular word, you know, that particular example that I gave, that word has fallen out of usage. It was used a lot when I was a kid, but it's fallen out of usage, and that's, you know, again, an example of how language is changing through time.
I don't know, man. You live in Illinois. Do you ever live down south?
No.
No. I have a feeling there's a little bit more usage down south.
I don't think so. People, really, really countrified people might use ain't,
yeah.
And I certainly met some in prison. But, nah, most people know ain't's not a good word to use, and therefore the women teach their children, don't use that.
That is true. They do teach you that. So.
And that's another thing. Depending on where you're from, there's another way that words will have different meanings. The word fag in England means a cigarette.
Cigarette, yeah.
It's the same, you know, if they're speaking English.
Right, a biscuit is a cookie over there.
Right. So that has a lot. When you're in Boston, you don't park your car, you pork it. and I know in Illinois, porking, you know, means something completely different.
Yeah, and in Boston, it's not a car.
It is after all
a
meat market.
It's a car, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, people, the caller was right. He needs to be careful of definitions, and he needs to look more into his... Maybe be a little bit more lenient about how he's interpreting words.
Yeah, wordy. So there.
Well, he probably felt felt that he understood Ian, and it's true. Ian really does care a lot about the definitions of words, and you know, he wanted to share a little bit. I don't think that.
Now, what about? Here's a question for you, as an English expert, Matt. What about the vast misuse of the term "like" in American popular culture and society? It has affected people even into the baby boomer generation at this point. It's so widespread.
Yeah, in the 80s, I think the Valley Girls made that popularized
yeah.
that. And I think it's kind of like the word in a lot of cases. You know,
I don't know. I feel like it's replaced the word said. It's usually someone will say, well, he was like blah, 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 instead of saying he said blah, blah, blah.
Right,
and
yeah.
So it's actually less efficient. You're actually, people are saying two words now, was like, instead of one word, said.
So, you know, as long as you understand what the person means, I don't see the big deal. Another word like that that's popularized is the F-bomb.
Hang on, we'll let you bring that up here in a moment. Hour 2's coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact.